Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
With Gene and Chris, you're in the Paracast, and no, we're not talking about Lon Chaney Jr. or anyone else that adopted the persona of the wolf. Of course, in movies, we think that werewolves are evil creatures, right?
And, of course, we wouldn't want to meet the type of werewolves that's in the movies, or when someone genuinely has lycanthropy, which is recognized as a psychological illness. And there are some stories, you know, of people who have been, well, I've heard from people who believe that it's in their tradition and ask their families to lock them up 2 days before the full moon and 2 days after, and only hand them raw meat. I have a college classmate who is in charge, went on in medicine. She's in charge of an asylum somewhere in the eastern states, who says that when the full moon is available, the blue flu breaks out, or the white, whatever their smocks they wear. No one wants to work on the full moon because of the effects that it has on the patients there. And, of course, we have orthodox science that say there's nothing at all to the full moon theory. They've exposed it as nonsense. But that's not asking the police officers, the ambulance, the first responders, and so forth. The full moon has this traditional effect, whether it's orthodox that he wants to recognize it or not. But I was saying Valentine's Day, there was no Saint Valentine. He's a creation of the church, who felt that they had to have some figure who deal with actual sexual love and romance. But there was a festival that took place in Rome, ancient Rome, again, long before the ergot phenomena. Men would run through with leather quips and whip women and try to wrap it around themselves. They were playing the part of wolves and the praying wolves. So I think it's interesting to note that Valentine's Day really began in this ancient ritual. And that became, instead of sending valentines, of course, they just whipped with the little leather thong, which would signify the woman that they had their eyes and attention on. So the wolf and humankind and the canine is just inseparable throughout we evolved together.
Sure, but I assume you don't believe that people who think they are werewolves actually make the physical transformation.
I've had people call in on various talk shows and say that they do that. They have film of them doing that. I always welcome. I want to see them. And thus far, Jane, I've never received any film. We have people then in their minds who think they become wolves, and they can become dangerous. They can become dangerous. So, but not, I would.
Especially if they're running for political office.
Yeah, if someone has that physical ability, then, you know, it would be startling. If there really, truly were shapeshifters who are Homo sapiens, now I believe there may be shapeshifters, but they relate more to our cousin species than to our own.
So you don't believe, for example, that a human being will turn into a rat or a wolf? It kind of reminds me of one of the final of the Wolfman series, which was either House of Frankenstein or House of Dracula, the original Universal series, where one of the mad scientists was trying to theorize why Larry Talbot becomes a wolf, and he said he can measure changes in the brain coupled, quote, with his belief. In other words, that he believed he was turning to a wolf accomplished the fact.
And we believed we became wolves when we danced before the hunt in prehistoric times. So belief, of course, can do a lot. It can perhaps accelerate hair growth, perhaps the growth of the nails. But in terms of a complete physiological change, if someone claims they can do that, I know that we would all like to witness it.
How about skinwalkers? Have you and Sherry done very much research into the subject of Danae Dark Adepts that are allegedly able to shapeshift into various animal forms after donning the skin of that animal?
Well, we as I said, we have both worked with shamans. And the Navajo, when we lived in Arizona, we had to, well, some people, the book I did, Medicine Power, way back in the early 70s, I dealt with some of the Navajo testimony of the skinwalkers, and one man was an accredited academic psychologist, psychiatrist, but also Navajo, who claimed, you know, that he had worked with individuals. And then I had others came that they would be sitting by the bus stop, and a wolf would run up to them on a hind legs, and then, or a coyote, excuse me, would run up on their hind legs and then take off, and they knew that was the shapeshifter. That was a skinwalker. And then one of my few novels was The Chindi, which deals with that kind of phenomena of someone who has that ability to possess animals, not to become an animal, but to possess animal to do his evil bidding, which again is the tradition of the Chindi in the Navajo people.
Since we're on the subject of wolves, this comes from a fairly new addition to our family at forum.theparacast.com. It's Spooky Mulder, and he asks, Mr. Steiger, you once mentioned on another radio show of an investigation you did where the witness reported a sighting involving a 2D holographic animated Big Bad Wolf and Three Little Pigs. I would like for him to expound on that, because I once had a sighting of a 2D holographic animated caterpillar that had a face that resembled the romper room bee. And no, I wasn't hallucinating. I was too young.
Can you be too young to hallucinate?
Yes.
I love that question, though.
I don't know if there's any age limit, but I think I know what he means.
He wasn't on hallucinogens, I think is actually how it was. I wasn't on hallucinogens or hallucinogens. I was too young.
Okay. All right. No, this is an interesting phenomena, and we wonder about that, and I wondered about that way back when I started researching and having people see aliens and people see ghosts and so forth. And people say iconic, the Nordics, so when we call the Nordic entities. And you remember way back in the 60s and 50s that we had a much more diverse cast of characters in ufology. Say. Now it seems to be limited to those pesky, mean little grays. But there was a time when we had the Nordics, and we had the large cockroaches, and we had an infinite...
Like small, hairy, dark dwarves in South America?
Exactly. Which they're still seeing down there. I still get reports regularly.
Robots.
And Jerry and I were just talking about that. Isn't that phenomenal that, you know, we're still seeing the little dwarves down in South America? We just got a bunch of reports the other day. But this of seeing nursery rhyme characters, the person who relayed this to me, I have great confidence that he was truly telling me what he believed to be the truth, what he perceived to be the truth. And the only thing that I would say in that regard is, Chris, just as we were talking earlier about they're using the energy, they're using what they see in our minds, to present themselves in a way that can be acceptable, but maybe frightening to us, but they think it's something we would understand, is that somehow whatever was in this particular witness's mind happened to be the Big Bad Wolf. Now, maybe because the man was frightened, maybe he regressed to his childhood when the Big Bad Wolf really did frighten him.
Yep. And the human mind reversed the primal symbols.
I mean, that's the only explanation I would have for that. It's just what we were saying, which, you know, we have to recognize not everyone will agree with the theory that Chris and I were expounding a while back. But I think that would explain why some people would see, the Big Bad Wolf, or would see some a monster from his or her childhood.
We have to look for these monsters or benefactors, depending on your point of view. Yeah, Brad Steiger joining us with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Yeah.
hey, neighbors, you've seen all those crazy, wacky products on TV. The perfect tortilla, easy covers, hot booties, furniture fix, petty spin, and more. Where do you find all that stuff? You go to asseenontv.com because this is the one-stop source for all of these TV goods advertised. Find all your favorites as seen on TV. Check them out asseenontv.com. And by the way, save 10%. Here's what you do. Use the code SEEN1, S-E-E-N number 1, SEEN1. Go to asseenontv.com to order. Save 10%. Purchase this summer's hottest As Seen on TV items. Save 10%. Or call 1-866-277-3366. 1-866-277-3366. The code SEEN1 to save 10%.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. September 28, 2012. Gold opened this morning at 1780.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $18.2468, $9.1234 for a half ounce, or $4.5617 for a quarter ounce. That's $18.2468, $9.1234, and $4.5617.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Thank heavens Chris O'Brien is not howling, okay? No howling, although we talked about the shapeshifters. Uh-oh, we've got a problem. We have Brad Steiger joining us. He's written books about anything related to the paranormal. And I think we might still have a question or two left in our forums before we go on.
We do. This one's a little off topic. It comes from a poster who I don't see very often on the forum, but because you're on the program, he's come out of the woodwork at forum.theparacast.com. Question, Are you aware of the notion that the Illuminati, founded in 1776 by Adam Weishaupt, and I've never been able to pronounce that name, were actually trying to infiltrate and use mysticism as a bait to trap German theosophers and mystics into disassociating the coming Enlightenment from its Hermetic origins? What do you think of the possibility that these Illuminati were simply trying to sever modern scientific knowledge from its, in parentheses, possible ancient roots? Interesting question.
That is a very interesting question. And it could be, as well as any for the motivation of Weishaupt to have organized. He was a college professor, of course. He may have, that's a very interesting premise. And I appreciate the individual sharing it. We know that today the Illuminati is blamed for everything from various wars and high cholesterol and everything else, it seems. We have the Illuminati, which in our conspiracy book we dealt with at length. The Illuminati as a mystical society, that in a couple centuries before in Spain, there was a group of monks who called themselves the Illuminati, and that was more on a spiritual religious line, as one might suppose. And then when Weishaupt, again, the principal Bavaria said, you know, cut it out, knock it off. And we don't want Illuminatis around here. And ostensibly, that's what they did. They eliminated, they closed the society, which was basically a collegiate organization. But then after the French Revolution, some people began to thinking, you know, there was this Illuminati, the gun of Bavaria. The whole idea, I can't believe the peasants could rise up and the lower class could rise up against us aristocrats. I'll bet those Germans in, or those Bavarians, in with the Illuminati, they must have had something to do with it. And that's really where, for the first time, we have global conspiracies beginning that were pretty much isolated to particular areas. So that theory is an interesting one, and I appreciate the individual bringing that up. It's something Sherry and I will have to look into.
We shouldn't forget that the early Christian church and later on the Roman Catholic Church did a very good job of stamping out rival mystical cults and groups. The Mithra cults were pretty much dissolved. The Gnostics were chased, and the Cathars, and I mean, you go down the list of esoteric, more personally spiritual, individually spiritually based groups, were hunted out of existence pretty much and stamped out by the early Christian church. And then, of course, later on, then you might have, I don't know, this whole idea of taking the whole alchemical pursuits, that particular pseudo pre-chemistry or pseudo-scientific and illumined tradition, and pretty much doing away with it. Of course, you have the Bohemians and the young king and queen that tried to set up Bohemia, an alchemical country, and they were attacked by the Spanish. And I think that's when, wasn't that when René Descartes had his angelic visitation and was told that the secret of all things is in measure and number? Interesting subject, and I'm really glad that question came up.
Yeah, true alchemy is, as you're aware, obviously, is very fascinating to study. It isn't at all, you know, what we first were told in our early examinations and textbooks. But if you really get into some of the more esoteric volumes of alchemy, it's a fascinating, the goals and the individuals involved in our encyclopedia. That Sherry and I did, the three-volume encyclopedia that we did, you know, I forget, that must be about 10 years ago or so already. Yes, in the Gale Encyclopedia, The Usual and Unexplained, Sherry and I included in the entries, the lives and the research of many of the fascinating alchemists of the Renaissance and of the Enlightenment. And it is not what one would think, you know, that it was an organized, and so much of our everyday items that we use today were discovered by those alchemists. So, again, a period of time that was heavily legislated by the strong arm of the church. And as Chris just mentioned, so many of these early demonic societies were what today we would call scientific research groups and were literally stamped out. But the bits and pieces of their research surface from time to time and just fascinating to explore and study.
Most amazing things I think I've ever seen personally was the large silver platter that's sitting in Versailles that's half gold, that supposedly Saint-Germain was able in front of the court to transmute it halfway from silver into gold. And it's still there. You can see it. It's on display. I think there's a lot of secret knowledge that the alchemists, through trial and error and lots of hard work, were able to come up with some things. But because of the paranoia that they had relating to their work in the church, they often couched it in these very almost nonsensical, you know, wordsmith formulas that when you read them now, right, it sounds like the person is like on some sort of drug or something. You know, the burning the dross off the winged this and the just some of the, just very weird treatises that they would hide their formulas in. And of course, now we've lost the key to understanding much of this. But you bring up a very good point that, you know, that whole branch of inquiry, I think, was pretty effectively stamped out. But we do have the vestiges of that in the modern day.
And again, the interesting thing, or one of the interesting things, was many of the alchemists crediting a man dressed in black that mysteriously appeared in their laboratories and gave them an example of the magic lodestone, the philosopher's stone that would turn base metals into gold. That's fascinating, because is that an early manifestation of a man in black, or is that someone from the underground empire coming up to slowly feed a humankind bits and pieces of information that would help him evolve a more exact in profound science than he had at that time?
A good point. I kind of forgot about that. Although, you know, maybe Johnny Cash was a time traveler, and he'd show up and, "Hello, I'm Johnny Cash. I'm here to give you the lodestone."
Brad, I got to do the break, then we'll do that. We're breaking in a new voice, I think, from Chris O'Brien, his Johnny Cash voice, right? We have Brad Steiger with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code Night Owl. Use the coupon code Night Owl to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8 inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Hi, this is Nick Pope. You're listening to the Paracast.
Is that the Johnny Cash voice?
That was kind of a weak attempt.
Right, you have to say hello to Johnny Cash.
The Paracast.
Hey, that's better. What do you think, Fred?
You're on the Paracast.
He's going to keep doing it till he gets it right, but we don't have a show that long.
Well, I don't know. Ring of Fire, I always thought it was like some sort of like loosely based song about a venereal disease or something.
Oh, goodness, man.
Sorry about that.
There is silence. And they say I tell bad jokes here. So I just want to point to other frequent offenders here. Okay? They are now being silent. Okay.
Are we back on?
Well, we've been on for a while.
Oh, okay.
Brad Steiger joining us.
Well,
he's author
there.
Of maybe 12,000 books on UFOs, psychic phenomena, the paranormal. And we're getting through about 900 at this particular episode, right? You were about to say.
We're working our way through, aren't we?
Covering a whole...
Well, I've enjoyed it. I've enjoyed my return, Gene, and nice to meet Chris this way. Familiar with some of his books, but we've never spoken before that I can recall, so it's been very nice to do that and nice to connect with Paracast again. We kept in touch, but I has it been 2 years since I've been on?
I think so, yes.
It doesn't seem that long.
Yes. Time flies when you're having fun or not, I'll tell you. Anyway, let's look into more subjects here to deal with before we let you go. And I want to basically drift back into the infamous ufology thing. Because, you know, we so much emphasize how UFOs are far more complicated. If that can be considered complicated, then maybe just spaceships. But there's still a large portion of people. I mean, if you do a survey of the number of people who believe in UFOs, it's almost a given that 99% of them will say spaceships. So being in this field for as long as you have, Brad Steiger, how do you change perceptions as to what they are? Or is that just too complicated to explain in a Reader's Digest formula?
Far too more complicated. Far too more. Again, I think it's, as I said, Gene, we were excited at the spaceships were here, remember? we were enthusiastic. They're here. And I think this is a wish that many people have. I don't think, and we were always told, we were told repeatedly, the government's covering up because they know we can't handle the truth. You know, we can't, our religions would disappear. Everything would just be demolished if we knew aliens were visiting. Well, we even have the Pope now saying, and or at least his approved scientist saying that they recognize there could be life on other worlds, or that there is life on other planets, quite possibly. So I don't think there would be that shock anymore. But then we have perpetually movies or television series like Falling Skies and demonstrating that they are coming. If they're coming, they're coming because they are vastly superior, and we're ants, or we're less than nothing, and they will enslave us, they will destroy the world as we know it. So it's an interesting dichotomy here of fear and promise. I think secretly, those people who maintain the ET hypothesis have within them the hope that these people will come in peace. They will come to advance our science, to eliminate the climate change, to eliminate or to rectify or balance climate change. Let's say that. They can't eliminate it. To eliminate hunger, to cure cancer, to do all those things that we have not yet achieved. So, again, it's that everlasting hope of the city on the hill. The city on the hill that has great philosophy, that has great answers to the questions that plague and trouble us most. So I think there is within probably all those who maintain that ET hypothesis. And again, we're not saying that the ET hypothesis has not been true in our ancient past, in our prehistory. And we're not saying that there is no possibility of life on other worlds. We're just saying that perhaps the phenomenon that we're witnessing now is largely made up and controlled by an intelligence that we cannot yet comprehend, that has always been with us behind the scenes, the wizard behind the curtain, directing us in subtle and sometimes not so subtle ways, and that we do need to examine, once again, our mythology, our religious traditions, our various philosophies that have always spoke of the other, that have always spoken the other. And that's what I choose to say now, not aliens, but the other that has always manifested, that has always interacted with us, sometimes very subtly, most times very subtly, and sometimes very overt, which then startles us, frightens us, or seems to fulfill a promise.
Bring up some very, very, very good points. Something we've talked about here at the Paracast extensively, and that is we're dealing with outmoded religious control structures that are just not supplying people with the type of belief-centered rituals and things that they can identify with. And I found myself last week at a UFO conference with a lot of true believers, to be polite about it, in the audience, and at one point I actually said, don't you people realize that you're here sitting in the pews of the new church of the 21st century, and I'm the preacher, and can I get an amen? And I got an amen.
Amen.
They didn't just throw you out.
I don't know if you're familiar with the fellowship that Sherry and I did for Doubleday, 20 years ago maybe. But in that, we went through the contactee philosophy and the contactee preachments, and we indicated that what we're seeing is a new religion in the making. And I think that it has become a transfer of what has been our orthodoxy and incorporating the outer space gospel. And that seems to be what all the contactees, if you go through there, it is really kind of an updating in a more palatable, scientific manner of delivery. And it is, in a sense, very great sense, as you just said, a new religion.
But isn't it interesting when we look at the folklore of UFOs, how, for example, for a while, when aliens came here, they were nice people. We had Steven Spielberg had this change, this morphing from good to evil. So we had Close Encounters of the Third Kind. We have kind of an alien exchange program. They're here for good purposes. We have E.T., a little childlike creature.
Right.
You know, just a wonderful, friendly little creature. And we mistreated E.T., but he forgave us for it. But then Steven Spielberg gives us War of the Worlds, the modern rendition of the H.G. Wells story about aliens on the loose. And then, of course, he's producer, executive producer of Falling Skies. So why do we have that? Is it just the Hollywood trends or something more?
Well, you know, I believe there's something more, of course. I think that we are no one reads books anymore, alas. But they go to, and even, you know, the World Wide Web more than they go to movies. Movies are having a bad time. But we learn now by that flickering image, either on the set in our living rooms or on the in the cineplex. And that is the best way to, I think, on some level of consciousness, these individuals are being influenced to show us both sides of the coin. And also, as some people would say, to prepare us for contact. If it isn't contact, it's to prepare us for the realization that we're not alone. This other intelligence and intelligences, the other has always been with us.
Well, the other question I have about the other, whoever it is, would that force want us to know, or do they just play these games here and there and everywhere, and they don't really reveal themselves in a way that you can basically get a handle on them and say, okay, we know what they're up to now. It's always kind of on the edges of society. Of course, we still use science when you want to get in touch with us. You can contact us on Twitter, where we are known as The Paracast. Once again, that's The Paracast on Twitter. We have Brett Steiger joining us. With Gene and Chris, you're in
The Paracast.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you want to get your website online and you need reliable service, first-class service at the lowest possible price, there's only one place to go. Well, DreamHost has a special promotion with our show where they'll offer you unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click web apps such as WordPress, 24/7 support. You can save over $55. You want to know how? Go to DreamHost.com/radio, DreamHost.com/radio. Whether it's personal mail, whether it's business email, you want reliable, dependable delivery, freedom from spam, freedom from viruses. Well, Polaris Mail offers professional email hosting services for your personal or small business use. Each account uses 25 gigabytes of storage, an easy-to-use webmail interface, and full mobile sync. Sign up today for a 30-day free trial at PolarisMail.com, PolarisMail.com.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, FoodStore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Every GCN listener deserves low-cost, high-quality survival and preparation products. Get yours now at CampingSurvival.com. For example, save on the Life Straw personal water filter for only $19.95, or the Water Bob emergency 100-gallon freshwater system, only $24.95. Get one for every bathtub in your home, and Bridgeford Foods' tasty, ready-to-eat MRE sandwiches start at only $2.95 each. CampingSurvival.com is a convenient one-stop shop with over 17,000 urban wilderness and preparedness items, supreme customer service, very low shipping, and no games. We search the web to make sure we have the lowest prices. And remember, CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran-owned. Do business with the authority on survival since 1956. CampingSurvival.com. Want more savings? Use coupon code GCN at checkout for a 5% discount. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
This is Jacques Vallée. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So the ever ephemeral or elusive other. We're talking to Brad Steiger with Gene and Chris on the Paracast. Brad, your response.
Well, in Gods of Aquarius, I took an optimistic look and saying that their purpose is to drag us into the future, kicking and screaming in some cases. So that is the optimistic side. The not pessimistic, but the more realistic side is perhaps they'll never reveal themselves exactly as they are. But I still do believe that it's largely an educational process for us to recognize, you know, the potential we have as human beings, the potential we have to rise above and to conquer our own problems that we have within us, that ability. And we need not look to a great teacher in the sky, a great teacher or intervener on Mount Olympus, that we have within us that ability, that power to become so much more and to really move us into another phase of human evolution.
So we just have to follow it. We won't know what's going to happen. We're just going to follow this movement and travel where it takes us?
I guess so, unless someone comes up with a really remarkable formula to crack their code.
Can we assume that's ever going to happen, or is it always going to be this one step beyond?
Well, I guess I'm the eternal optimist. I think it's going to happen when we have, and this sounds a little evangelistic, and I don't mean it to, but when we demonstrate as a species that we can go 24 hours without murdering thousands of our number, without defaming and killing those who disagree with our point of view, with our political position, where we can have more exchange of intelligent ideas rather than hatred, when animosity as a species begins to moderate and to indicate that, you know, we are beings in the process of becoming who we're supposed to be. And at this point, when people can rise in mass because of an interpretation of their religious idol and kill others and not have an openness and to show once again the rigidity of this primitive espousal that my way is the only way, until we have an openness, until we have a time without bigotry, hatred, and avarice, I don't know if we deserve to evolve, but let's all, and as I say, I'm not trying to be an evangelist here, but I really think that we have not reached our full state of evolution. I think that we are evolving, and we don't want to use probably the word spiritual. That has certain connotations, but at the present time, maybe that's still the best word. We need to develop more of those spiritual, recognizing everyone as our brother and sister, recognizing that we have the responsibility for this planet. It's not going to come from angels in the sky. It's not going to come in a spaceship from another world. That we alone are the custodians and responsible for this planet, and we have to accept our responsibility as caretakers.
Boy, hear, hear. I couldn't agree more. One thing that's always troubled me, and I know you've touched on this in the past, also Jacques Vallée in his book Messengers of Deception, have brought up the disturbing possibility that this emerging belief structure that we're seeing surrounding ETs and the paranormal in general, but it's really fertile ground for societal manipulation. And with the advent of holographic projection technology and beaming certain frequencies of microwaves to resonate in your skull and talk to you in your head, we could see a Project Blue Beam type of event where some sort of, angelic presence is visible in the sky and it speaks to everybody. And this is a very real possibility. So we have to be really careful when we look at some of these events, especially mass events, the Phoenix Lights, some of the Stevensville recent reports from 2008. Some of these events could kind of spiral out of control, and we might have to run to our protective structure, the government, to save us from the angelic being that's warning us against some sort of cataclysm or, your mind can just take this scenario and run with it. So we always have to have that, I think, in mind, that this could be a form of societal manipulation using these beliefs and using it to manipulate fellow man.
Well, and we have to recognize also, and I mentioned this, in our conspiracy book, one of the reasons we feel there is so much interest and fascination with the various conspiracies now is that so many people are obsessed with the apocalypse at this time. And every once in a while, a minister, a preacher will say, a pastor, whatever, will say that he's been given a vision of the end of the world. And this makes press, and then, of course, it happens, and the world's there the next day. And then he will quickly announce, no, I was wrong. My computations from the Book of Revelation indicate it will be in September, not in May. So we keep progressing this, but people are really obsessed that this is the time. These are the end times. We're living in the end times. And as you say, and Sherry and I have speculated that if someone had the wrong holographic imagery and they suddenly projected on the skies over every major city four horsemen coming galloping, people would think it was the apocalypse. It was Armageddon.
Let's not give me any ideas there. Four horsemen in the sky. Ooh.
Someone's got to report a sighting like this somewhere in Europe, you think?
Well, no. Well, how about over the Middle East? Maybe they'll have Britney Spears in a bikini. I mean, imagine the uproar that would cause.
Yeah, that would drive them wild.
Sorry, I had to go there.
Well, now that you've gone there, we're going to get some cards and letters.
Yeah, you thought that film about Muhammad having his way with the local girls was bad. Man, if they ever tried to do that, all bets would be off.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I think that's one good reason for E.T. to want to end it here. We just can't get our acts together. It just gets messier and messier every year. And either E.T. or some outside force comes down and says, you know what, you've had your chance and you blew it. Let's try someone else. Let's try the apes next time. Or maybe we did try the apes and we got you.
Yeah.
I was wondering why.
We'll go all the way with the wolves.
Okay, we've had a howling, smashing time here on the PowerCast with Brad Steiger. Brad, tell our listeners where they can find more of the stuff you do.
Well, they can check our Facebook, and they can go to our website, www.brad, B-R-A-D, and, spell out and, Sherry, S-H-E-R-R-Y, .com. And I see that you always very graciously carry our website on your own PowerCast website, which we appreciate very much.
Thank you. Chris O'Brien, where can we find more of your stuff?
Well, it's a strange planet, as I think we've demonstrated today with Brad, and my website is ourstrangeplanet.com.
You can find us on Twitter, where we are known as the PowerCast. We are the PowerCast on Twitter. And by the way, we are on Facebook, too. You can check the PowerCast fan club there, or me, Gene Steinberg. So either way, we like it. Brad Steiger, it was 3 years since we had you on last time. Thanks for joining us this week on the PowerCast.
Well, my pleasure as always. Thank you so much for your hospitality.
The PowerCast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in the PowerCast. America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
September is National Preparedness Month, or as we like to call it, Preptember. So cash in on Preptember savings at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 21% on freeze-dried mozzarella cheese. Save 25% on five of Mountain House's most popular freeze-dried meals. Save 30% and learn how to make bread from scratch with the Wheat Cooking Starter Kit. Save 36% on the new LRP Entree Combo. And save a whopping 46% when you buy 10 or more packages of MRE peanut butter. All at BePrepared.com. Plus, new for Preptember, freeze-dried yogurt bites in five delicious flavors. And Provident Pantry non-fat dry milk is specially priced this month. As always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group specials during the Preptember sale, now through September 30th. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.